If I want to have nice teeth, sometimes I know I have to go to the dentist and they're going to use a drill. But I'm sure we're not particularly interested in the kind of drill, whether it's made in Germany or Japan, and whether or not it's got 75 components or 103. We just want to have our teeth made beautiful. And isn't exercise the same? We want to do an exercise for an outcome. Now, whether that's to feel good or to be lean or to be fit or to be strong or a combination of all of those, should we focus on why am I doing this versus what am I doing? And that's the big question about sit-ups. Most people do sit-ups because they want to burn fat off their abdominals or they want to get stronger abdominal muscles. They want to have a six-pack. They don't want to have a muffin top. They want to fit into their clothes. And most human beings, if you have a look around, have got excess chubby bits on our middle bits. So we're just used to it. We get down on the floor and we start squishing the fat, releasing the fat, squishing the fat, releasing the fat, bringing our shoulders up towards our knees and back again. If you are not thinking about what you're doing, or if you're in the olden times of exercise, or if you just don't know any different, the exercise physiology of doing a sit-up, let's have a look at it really carefully, because the worst thing you can do when you're exercising is to waste time, or worse, hurt your joint. Because if you hurt your lower back, then you can't do anything. Not only will you not be able to do sit-ups or crunches or any form of abdominal exercise ever again, when you've got a sore back, it's difficult to do anything and it's difficult to stick a smile on your face. And I'm sharing that with you from experience. I started doing sit-ups when I was 10. My brother's girlfriend said, "Roey, you're a little bit chubby." So I started doing sit-ups the very next day. Now, for most people, you probably won't injure your back from doing sit-ups because you only do a few every so often, maybe for 5, 10, if you're lucky, 15 years of your life. But if you think that doing sit-ups is going to burn fat off your tummy and do them every day and do thousands of them, it's not a matter of if you'll hurt your back, it's just when. Because when you grind any joint over and over and over, the joint wears away. But the challenge with the lower back joint is the intervertebral disc gets worn away. So from doing years and years of sit-ups, if you have a look at my x-rays, you would think that I'd had a fusion. It looks like I've got no space between my L4 and 5 in my spine because I've had them fused. I haven't. I just wore the disc away from doing sit-ups, which then, and when you're 12, 15, even 20, it probably doesn't matter because you don't care about whether or not your back's going to be working when you're 50. But when you are 50 and it's difficult to get out of bed and it's difficult to do all the things that you really love to do because you did too many sit-ups when you were a teenager, then you begin to wonder why we're giving people these silly things to do. And I used to do them to burn fat off my tummy. I never did sit-ups because I wanted to have strong abdominals. That wasn't the reason. I just wanted to burn fat. And when you have a look at that, it's impossible. You can't burn fat off one particular spot in your body. When you do small exercises, you get small results. So the energy being burnt is even a tiny amount of calories and or fat, and it's certainly not coming from your abdominals. When you burn fat off your body, you open up all the fat cells in your body and it comes out evenly over your whole body. So when you're doing sit-ups, you're burning a tiny amount of fat off your abdominals, but also off your face and your toes and your back, and it's a tiny, tiny, tiny amount in comparison to getting up off the floor and turning your body into a fat-burning machine. Now, the beautiful thing when you get up off the floor, to hold your body in the upright position, whether you believe in God or that we were evolved from monkeys or however we were produced, abdominals were designed to work in conjunction with your lower back muscles to hold you in the upright position. So they have to work much harder when you're in the upright position. Then if you put your body under pressure in the upright position from running, sprinting, boxing, cycling, anything in the upright position, but more importantly, when you lift something heavy in the upright position like lunges or squats, where you actually have to hold your abdominals to make sure that you don't fall forward, that's when your back muscles, your lower back muscles and your abdominal muscles are working the hardest. When they're working in conjunction with every other muscle in your body to turn your body into a strong fat-burning machine. So running, sprinting, boxing, skipping, lifting weights, anything where you have to hold your body upright and lift heavy things or push really hard and your abdominal muscles are working really hard. To get the fat off your body, you've got to open up all the fat cells, and that happens by producing a hormone called catecholamines, which opens up every fat cell in your body, gets the fat into your bloodstream so you can burn it off. And the hormonal response from big exercises and hard hard sprinting exercises in the upright position is far more than doing a tiny little exercise on the floor. So if you want to get tiny results, hurt your back, not burn any fat, and waste your time, abdominals would be a superb choice. If you want to have strong abdominals, if you want to burn fat off every part of your body, if you want to turn your body into a fat-burning machine so that you do have lean abdominals as well as a lean face and lean arms and lean legs and a lean back and a lean bum, then get up. Get moving and move fast. Sprint training and heavy lifting will turn your body into a fat-burning machine. And the really exciting thing about both of those things is you don't have to do them for very long. It doesn't take long to get puffed, and it doesn't take very long to lift something really heavy. You can't do it more than 6, 8, 10 times and you've had enough. How many do you do until you can't do any more? How long do you sprint for until you're totally puffed? Then stop, have a rest and go again. Turn your body into a fat-burning machine by doing big exercises. Get off the floor, because little exercises produce little results.